to follow you and also become the channel of love.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our united prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Amen.
从前在一个小镇里面有一家的教会。
There was a small town, there was this church.
这个教会的牧师呢，每个星期天的下午总要做一件事情。
This pastor of this church would do a thing on every Sunday afternoon.
就是他带着他十几岁的儿子呢，上街上去传福音发单张。
He would bring his teenager son to go on the streets to sell, to give out pamphlets and to preach the gospel.
带着他儿子呢，去见到人呢，就告诉人说耶稣真的爱他们。
When meet people, they would tell people that Jesus loves you.
那有一个星期天的下午呢，突然下起很大的雨。
It was a Sunday afternoon with pouring rain.
到了这个平时他们出去传福音的时间，这个十几岁的孩子呢，就装备好，准备好单张呢，站在门口等他的父亲。
So at the usual appointed time, the teenage son was already at the door waiting for the father to go with him.
那个父亲说，哎呀，今天雨下了很大，要不然我们就不要出去了。
And the father said, well, it is pouring, let's not go today.
那这个儿子说，那如果爸爸你不去的话，我一个人还是要去的。
And the son said, well, father, if you're not going, I can go by myself.
所以他儿子呢很坚持哈，就带着福音的单张，穿好雨衣呢，就走出家门。
So the son put on his raincoat and insisted on going out himself.
那大街上呢是空空荡荡，没有一个人。
On the street, there were no one.
所以他就挨家挨户的去敲门，去发单张。
So then he was knocking on doors one by one.
那一个一个的单张都发出去了。
And he will give out pamphlets one by one.
那最后呢，手里的就剩了一个单张。
And then at the end, he had one left.
那他走进一个家门，他就按这家的门铃。
He got to a door, he pressed the doorbell.
按了几次，里面都没有动静。
For several times, nothing happened inside.
就在这个时候，他觉得可能是家里没有人，他转身要离开。
So he felt that maybe there was no one inside, so he was about to turn around and leave.
那突然一个念头就进到他的头脑当中，说再让我再试一次啊，不要放弃啊，这一个最后的机会。
Suddenly a thought came to his head and said, well, let me give it one more try.
所以他转过身来呢，就再次按响门铃。
So he turned back and pressed the doorbell once.
那这一次呢，里面开始有动静了。
And this time there was some movement inside.
门打开呢，是一个中年的妇女开了门。
The door opened and there was this middle-aged woman.
那这个中年妇女就问这个年轻人说，我可以为你做什么？
And the woman asked him, what can I do for you?
那这个年轻人就非常的兴奋，他觉得说，哎呀，这是真是太好了哈，终于有人出来开门。他就说，我没有什么需要你帮助的，我只有一件事情要告诉你。
This young man was very excited. Finally, somebody opened the door. He said, well, I don't really need anything. I just want to tell you one thing.
他说，我要告诉你这件事情就是，耶稣真的真的很爱你。
He said, Jesus really, really loves you.
那他讲完这句话呢，就把他手里最后一个单张交给这个妇人。然后转身就离开了。
After saying that, he gave her the last pamphlet and turned around and left.
耶稣，耶稣真的很爱我们。
Jesus really, really loves us.
这是我们今天要思考的主题。
That's the theme that we're going to meditate on.
我们所读的经文呢，是出自马太福音第八章一到四节。
We'll be reading from Matthew 8, verses 1 to 4.
我们一起呢，先把这段经文呢，先一起来读一遍。
Let's read together.
来体会在这一段的故事当中，耶稣的爱是如何彰显出来的。
To understand how Jesus' love is exemplified here.
耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。有一个长大麻风的来拜他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”
When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。耶稣对他说，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
今天的信息是我们整个天国系列的第六讲。
Today's message is the sixth message for my whole series.
因为圣经提醒我们说不要总思想地上的事啊，地上太多的混乱的事情占据我们的头脑。我们要常常思想天上的事。
Because the Bible reminds us that we don't just think about things on earth. There's many things happening and sometimes it's chaotic, but we need to think about what is happening in heaven.
所以在这个系列信息的每一讲当中，我们都回到圣经的里面来思想天国的事，思想天国的君王。
So in each of these sermons in this series, we would go back and think about the heavenly kingdom and the king of the heavenly kingdom.
那如果我们更多的思考这个天国的信息呢，马太福音是最好的一本书。
The book of Matthew is the best book for that particular topic.
因为整本马太福音就是在讲耶稣是天国的君王。
Because the entire book of Matthew is really about Jesus being the king of the kingdom of heaven.
一章一节就讲说亚伯拉罕的子孙大卫的后裔啊，耶稣基督的家谱。
And the first chapter of Matthew is really about the genealogy of Jesus being the descendant of Abraham and David.
啊，这是中文的翻译，但实际上原文的这个顺序是说大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And in the original text is really about the son of David and the descendant of Abraham.
为什么把这个大卫，大卫是晚于亚伯拉罕的人物哈，把大卫的名字放在最前面呢？
Well, David came after Abraham. How come his name appeared before Abraham?
就是让我们知道说这个家谱是在讲大卫的子孙作为君王的后裔的家谱。
Because it's to emphasize that he is a descendant of this king of David.
所以马太福音开宗明义就让我们显明说耶稣基督是君王。
So from the very beginning is to tell us in the book of Matthew that Jesus is the king.Of the heavenly kingdom.
我们读到马太福音的结尾啊，这个耶稣基督发布大使命，他说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们去使万民做我的门徒。”
And then at the end of the book of Matthew, that we read about the Great Commission, about all the power from heaven and earth has been given to me, and that you need to go preach the gospel.
那是耶稣以君王的身份在发布一个向他门徒的一个大的使命。
And then with the position of a king, then Jesus was giving this great commission to his followers.
对，耶稣基督是天国的君王，是马太福音的主题。
So Jesus being the king of the kingdom of heaven is the theme of the book of Matthew.
但这个王呢，没有坐在天上啊，这个高高在上的看着地上的事。
But this king is not a king who just sat on the in heaven and looking down on earth.
而是呢，这位天国的君王他道成肉身来到地上。
But what becomes flesh, this king came to earth.
进入到人群当中，把天国的那个实际带到我们的生活当中。
He lived among us and brought the reality of the kingdom of heaven to us.
他有一种有形有体的方式来彰显天国的荣耀。
Concretely, he showed us the glory of the kingdom of heaven.
用人能够听得懂的那种语言对人亲自来讲述天国的信息。
With a language that people can really hear and understand, he would explain the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天的经文的第一句说耶稣下了山。
So the first sentence in this passage, he came down from the mountainside.
第五章的开始说他上了山。
At the beginning of chapter 5, he went up the mountain.
所以五章六章七章耶稣在山上讲论天国的道理。
So in chapters 5, 6, and 7, Jesus was explaining the kingdom of heaven.
这三章又被称为天国的宪章，天国的子民生活的那个样式应该是怎样的。
So these three chapters have been described as the constitution of the kingdom of heaven, or how citizens of that kingdom should live.
对，七章讲完之后，到第七章结尾的时候讲完了，到第八章开始说耶稣下了山。
So then after chapter 7, in the beginning of chapter 8, Jesus came down from the mountainside.
所以从八章九章接着连续讲述耶稣在下山以后所做的一些事。
And then in chapters 8 and 9 and so on, it described what Jesus did after he came down from the mountain.
两章经文当中一共记了九个耶稣基督在人群当中所行的神迹。
In those two chapters, it described 9 miracles that Jesus performed.
那第一个他遇到的这个人有需要的人就是这个长那大麻风的人。
The first person he met that has a need was this leper.
耶稣没有停留在山上。
Jesus didn't stay on the mountain.
耶稣不仅是用他的口在讲述天国的道理。
Not only did he use his mouth to describe the teachings of the kingdom of heaven,
而且他还下了山进入到人群当中，他亲手去摸这个大麻风的病人，亲口去向他去讲话医治他的疾病。
So he came down from the mountain and actually talked to people and touched this leper and healed the people.
这是我们今天要看的第一个耶稣所行的这个神迹，就是耶稣医治这个长大麻风的病人。
So this is what we're going to talk about today, is the first miracle about healing a leper after he came down from the mountainside.
那从这个耶稣医治大麻风病人这个神迹当中呢，我们可以看到三个重点。
From this healing, we can see three key points.
第一个重点就是耶稣能够满足人的需要。
The first is that Jesus can meet people's needs.
第二个呢，耶稣的神迹呢是一个记号，是天国降临的记号。
And the second is that it is a sign of the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
第三个我们来看啊，通过这个神迹呢，如何彰显了耶稣基督的生命是充满爱的一种生命。
And then thirdly, is to demonstrate how his life is full of love.
好，我们一个一个来看，我们先看哈，通过这个神迹，我们怎么看到耶稣能够满足人的需要。
First, we need to look at how Jesus meets the needs of people.
耶稣一下山，这个长大麻风的人就来找耶稣。
After he came down from the mountainside, this leper came and met him.
所以从这个大麻风这个病人的这些动作，我们可以看出，他是非常急迫的来找耶稣。
So from his behavior, you can see that he was coming to Jesus urgently.
他跑到耶稣的面前就拜耶稣。
He came for Jesus and worshipped him.
那这件事情呢，记载在这个三本福音书里，都有马可和路加也记载这件事情。
It has been recorded in three of the Gospels, in Mark and Luke as well.
在马可福音当中呢，就讲说他跪在耶稣的面前。
In Mark, it talks about him kneeling in front of Jesus.
路加福音讲说他就匍匐在耶稣的面前。
And then in Luke, it talks about him prostrating before Jesus.
通过这些身体的动作，你就知道这个长大麻风的人真的是很急迫的来找耶稣。
From these actions, you can tell that he was seeking Jesus urgently.
因为他有一个很急迫的需要。
Because he has an urgent need.
就是他身体上的需要。
It's his body need.
大麻风是一种这个病毒造成的疾病。
Leprosy is caused by a virus.
这个病毒呢侵蚀了人的神经末梢。
It deals with our nerve endings.
让人的身体呢非常的失去了这种的表皮那种神经的感觉。
It causes us to lose the feelings at the end of those nerves.
这个烧伤也不觉得痛，刀割也不觉得感受得到。
If we were burned or cut, we won't feel the pain.
所以长大麻风的人常常这个身体呢，慢慢就有各种的伤害，然后变得溃烂。
And so, oftentimes people with leprosy would gradually with all kinds of wounds on them, on their bodies.
身体非常的痛苦。
And the body suffers.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
你注意，这个大麻风来到耶稣的面前，不是说，主你若肯，你可以医治我，而是说，主你若肯的话，你可以使我得洁净。
So you notice that he didn't say, to Jesus that, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. He said instead, you can make me clean.
所以大麻风这种病呢，是一种污秽。
So this disease of leprosy is like a sin or like something that is dirty.
所以在犹太人当中，谁要得了大麻风呢，是跟这个人犯罪连在一起的。
So when somebody contracted leprosy, it is associated with sin.
今天我们当中如果有人被病毒感染，我们不会说啊、哦，这个人已经是犯罪了。
So today, if somebody contracted some disease, we won't say that he has sinned.
但是当时在犹太人当中，如果看到谁得了大麻风，就会指指点点的说，这个人一定是犯罪。
But among the Jews at that time, if somebody contracted leprosy, they would say that person has sinned.
对，因为他身上的疾病和这个身体的污秽，他是不能跟人住在一起的。
And because of that leprosy and because of the sin in his body, he cannot live together with other people.
他必须要隔离居住哈，与家人分离。
He has to be separated from others and his family.
他们更不能去圣殿去献祭，不能去到那里去敬拜神。
But for the rest of his life, he was not cured.
所以这件事情犹太人记忆也很深刻啊，为什么长大麻风，乌西亚王犯罪了，所以他长大麻风。
So that was etched in the memory of the Israelites and because of that sin of King Uzziah.
那第三件事情呢是记载在这个乃曼的这个将军和这个基哈西的这段的故事在列王记下的第五章。
And the third incident was recorded in 2 Kings chapter 5 about General Naaman and Jehoshaphat.
这个乃曼将军呢是亚述帝国的一个大将军。
General Naaman is actually a general for the kingdom of Syria.
但是他得了大麻风，而且没人能够治好他。
But he contracted leprosy and nobody can cure him.
他很有钱呢，也很有权势啊，找遍这个亚述帝国的这个医生，没有人能够治他的大麻风。
He was rich and powerful, but no one in the kingdom of Syria can cure him.
但是他家里有一个从这个以色列人当中掳来的一个犹太人的一个小使女。
But in his home, he had this slave girl that was captured from Israel.
这个小使女就告诉他，哎，你可以去到以色列人的先知那里去求帮助。
And she told him that you can seek help from this prophet in Israel.
以色列人当中有真神啊，这个神是可以医治你的呀。
The Israelites have a true God, and He can cure you.
所以他就跑去以色列哈，先找了这个以色列的王。
So first he went to the king of the Israelites.
那以色列这个王也没办法帮助他。
Now the king of the Israelites couldn't help him.
那后来呢，他是找到先知以利沙。
And then he found the prophet Elisha.
那以利沙也没有出来，他就告诉他做一件事，你去那个约旦河里面洗七次。
Now this Elisha didn't really even come out to meet him, but just told him to be immerse himself in the river of Jordan 7 times.
这个乃曼一开始很不情愿。
In the beginning, this general Naaman was very unwilling.
那后来他周围的人就劝他说，哎，既然先知这样讲，你就不妨试试嘛，去照他的话去行。
Now the people surrounding him said, well, since the prophet said so, why don't you just give it a try?
那他很勉强地跑到约旦河，照着以利沙所讲的在约旦河里面这样洗了七次。
So reluctantly, he followed instructions and immersed himself in Jordan River for 7 times.
那神迹就在这个时候发生了，他的大麻风就得医治了。
And the miracle happened then, his leprosy was cured.
哇，这个乃曼将军真是太开心了。
And so this general Naaman was very happy.
他就跑回到以利沙这里跟他讲。
And then he went back to Elisha.
他说我带了一些礼物哈，既然你帮助了，我想把这些礼物呢就送给你。
Since you helped me, I have these gifts. I want to give it to you.
以利沙拒绝啊，这个不收他送的礼物。
Elisha refused, wouldn't want to accept them.
好，乃曼也没有坚持哈，他就转头要回自己的国家。
And Naaman didn't insist, and he turned back and go back to his kingdom.
但是没走多远，突然这个基哈西跑过来了。
But not that far along, then this servant Jehoshi came along.
基哈西是谁呢？他是以利沙身边的仆人。
Who is Jehoshi? Jehoshi is the servant of Elisha.
乃曼要送给这个以利沙将这个礼物的这件事情呢，基哈西都听得一清二楚。
So the fact that Naaman wants to give gifts to Elisha, Jehoshi knew very well.
这个基哈西听到以利沙不收这些礼物，他觉得很可惜。
So when Jehoshi heard that Elisha was refusing the gifts, and he felt that that is regrettable,
他就跑去找这个乃曼将军哈啊，撒谎说哦，以利沙改变主意了啊，你可以把这个礼物送给他。
So then he went to Naaman and lied and said, well, Elisha changed his mind. You can give us those gifts.
当他偷偷地把乃曼将军的礼物带回到以利沙家中的时候。
When secretly he took the gifts back to the home of Elisha.
以利沙就当面责备基哈西。
And then in the open, Elisha rebuked Jehoshi.
结果因为这件事情呢，乃曼的大麻风呢就跑到了基哈西的身上。
And because of that, the leprosy of Naaman went to Jehoshi.
对，这三件事情都记载在旧约圣经里面，以色列人都很熟悉这些的故事。
Israelites was very clear about these three incidences recorded in the Old Testament.
这是为什么哈？他们看到谁长了大麻风，都会指责他们说，他们一定是犯罪得罪了神。
So that's why whenever they saw leprosy, they would say, that person sinned.
所以大家可以体会到这个来找耶稣的这个大麻风病人，他心中是何等的痛苦。
So you can see why this person who came before Jesus, how hurt he was inside.
他急急地跑到耶稣这里，恳切地求耶稣来医治他。
Urgently, he went before Jesus and urged him to heal him.
主若肯，你必能医治我，洁净我。
If you're willing, you can make me clean.
耶稣没有像其他人一样去指责他或者嫌弃他。
Jesus was not like the other people, and rebuke him.
耶稣医治了这个长大麻风病的人。
Jesus healed this leper.
在第八章第九章一共讲了九个神迹。
There were nine miracles recorded in chapter 8 and 9.
每一个神迹的背后都是有一种很急迫的需要。
Behind every single miracle, there was an urgent need.
当人来到耶稣的面前祈求帮助的时候。
When people came before Jesus and asked for help.
耶稣从来没有拒绝他们的需要。
Jesus never refused the need.
耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Jesus went about all the towns and villages.
除了传扬福音之外,
besides preaching the gospel,
做的很重要的一部分的工作就是医治那些身体上有疾病的人。
A very important part of his work is to heal those people with physical needs.
赶走那些被鬼附在身上那些的鬼的存在。
To send away the evil spirits that were possessing people.
让那些被捆绑的人能够得释放。
So that those people who were bound would be freed.
那些被疾病所侵袭的人能够得医治。
So that people who have diseases will be cured.
那些被不洁净的罪所沾染的人能够得洁净。
And those who were contaminated by sins would be clean.
这是我们今天可以来仰望主、投靠主的地方。
And this is something that we can come before Jesus and look upon him.
不管你有多么大的需要
No, doesn't matter how big a need you have.
你愿意来到耶稣的面前恳切地来求他的帮助
If you want to come before Jesus and ask for his help,
他都不会来拒绝你
He would not refuse you.
我们的神就是这样充满怜悯充满饶恕充满这个慈爱的一位神
Our God is the God that is full of mercy and forgiveness and loving kindness.
好，从这个神迹当中我们看到的第二件事情，不光是耶稣简单的医治了这个病人。
And the second thing is, not only did Jesus heal this person,
而且是一个很重要的记号。
And that's a very important sign as well.
就是天国降临的记号。
It is the sign of the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣能够医治大麻风，能够使瞎眼的看见，瘸腿的行走，是早在旧约就已经预言的弥赛亚降临的一个记号。
And the Old Testament has been prophesying that the coming of the Messiah, that you will see the healing of leprosy, and the lame can walk, and the blind can see.
当人们听到这些事情，看见这些事情发生在他们面前的时候，他们应该意识到说，神的国度已经借着耶稣的降临而降临了。
So when people see this sign, they should realize that, that the kingdom of heaven is near and the Messiah is coming.
这是在以赛亚书里面已经预言的事情。
And there is something prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书61章第一节说，主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
这里所说的那个我就是弥赛亚。
And the V or I is the Messiah.
就是神所拣选的那个基督那个君王要来拯救以色列人的那一位。
And that is the king who would come to free the captives.
那这位来以后呢，他怎么样？报告耶和华的恩典和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲伤的人，悲哀的人。
And then he will be proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn.
赐华冠以西安悲哀的人代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of crown of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
疾病的医治。
Those who are sick will be healed.
鬼被赶走。
The evil spirits will be expelled.
耶稣有一次曾经讲说，如果我是奉着神的名赶鬼的话，就是天国降临在你们当中了。
So Jesus once said that if the evil spirit is expelled, then it is God coming, God's kingdom coming in your midst.
这就是以赛亚先知所预言的，当神的国度降临的时候，喜乐代替哀伤。
And that's what Isaiah has prophesied, that the oil of gladness instead of mourning.
神的荣耀驱赶了所有的黑暗。
That God's glory would chase away all the darkness.
让人可以借着谦卑悔改进入神的国度。
So the people, because of their humility and repentance, can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
对耶稣所行的这些神迹都被称为记号，是 sign.
So all the miracles that Jesus performs are signs.
让人不要只停留在这个身体得医治这个层面，而是进一步去思考说，天国的君王已经来到。
The people would not just stop at the physical healing, but realize they are signs of the kingdom of heaven, that the king of the kingdom of heaven has arrived.
所以有一次当这个施洗约翰被关在这个监牢里的时候。
The one time when John the Baptist was shut in prison,
他派人去问耶稣。
He sent somebody to ask Jesus.
这个他心里有一点的疑问，想确定一下耶稣是不是他所认定的那位弥赛亚，那位基督。
He wants to ascertain whether Jesus is the Savior or not.
这一段呢记载在马太福音第十一章，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去，问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Matthew 11, when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?
那耶稣就回答说， 你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎眼看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
Jesus replied, Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
耶稣是怎么回答约翰的问题的呢？
How did Jesus reply to John's question?
就是指向这些 sign, 指向这些他所行的神迹。
He pointed out these signs, these miracles that he did.
照着旧约的预言，照着耶稣所做的这些事情，两下一对照，约翰应该知道说，耶稣就是那一位旧约所预言要来的那位弥赛亚。
So if John is able to correlate what is prophesied in the Old Testament and what Jesus did, then John should realize that he is the Messiah that is to come.
所以耶稣的神迹是一个记号，表明天国的降临。
So the miracles that Jesus performed is a sign of the arrival of the kingdom of heaven.
换句话说，耶稣的医治不光是要医治人身体上的大麻风。
That means what Jesus did is not just to heal the leprosy on a person's body.
更是要借着天国君王的来到，让人有一个全新的生命的样式，要解决人心理上的大麻风。
So that people would actually have an entire new life to heal the leprosy of the heart.
这也是为什么当耶稣医治了这个病人之后呢，大麻风人的病人之后呢，他特别讲了一句话。
And that's why Jesus said this after the healing of leprosy.
这个耶稣对他说，你切不可告诉人哦，只要去把身体给祭司查看，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做见证。
And Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
所以有的时候我们读到这里呢，我们有一点不明白了，为什么这个这么大的一个神迹却不要告诉人呢？
Sometimes we read this, we didn't quite understand such a big miracle. How come you don't tell anyone?
那我们仔细去读的时候，你会发觉说，这个不是说不告诉人。
If you read carefully, it doesn't mean that you don't tell anyone.
而是要谁来告诉人。
But it's to tell who?
通过一个什么样的一个次序把这件事情让人知道。
What is the process you need to follow to tell people?
意思说你暂且先不要去告诉别人。
So temporarily, don't tell anyone else.
你赶快去做一件事，就到那个耶路撒冷，到那个大祭司那里啊，到圣殿里给祭司查看。
But quickly go to the temple in Jerusalem and show yourself to the priest.
因为根据利未记摩西律法的规矩呢，只有祭司能够判定谁的大麻风得医治或者没有得医治。
Because according to Leviticus, only the priest can determine whether somebody was healed of leprosy or not.
所以你先去找祭司，让祭司来查看，让他知道这件事。
So first, show yourself to the priest and let him examine you.
一旦祭司验证你的大麻风得医治，你就照着律法规定去献祭物咯，然后呢，再对众人做证据，你再去做见证。
And then after he confirmed that you're healed, then you need to offer offerings according to Leviticus, and then you can make a testimony to others.
所以大家就可以体会为什么耶稣这样去嘱咐这个大麻风病人。
So now you know why Jesus was commanding this leper.
因为据这个圣经的记载啊，除了这个米利安和那个乃曼将军之外，没有一个人的大麻风是被医治的。
Because according to the Old Testament, nobody was ever cured of leprosy except Miriam and Naaman.
大祭司多少年从来没有做过这个验证人大麻风得医治这件事情。
Many years, the high priest has never had done this task of examining someone and determining that somebody was cured of leprosy.
如果今天真的有一个人来到祭司的面前，真的被验证之后得医治的话，这是一件不得了的事。
And somebody really did come to the priest and say, I'm cured of leprosy, and that is a very extraordinary thing.
当祭司追问查证说这是因耶稣的 神迹而得医治的话，那祭司对照圣经的话，他应该明白说这是神国度降临的记号。
So if the priest determined that leprosy has been cured and he looked back at the Old Testament, then he would realize this is a sign of the arrival of kingdom heaven.
通过祭司的口，这个以色列这个国家就有更多的人可以听到这件事情，可以见证神国度降临的这个时机。
And then through the mouth of the priest, then more people in Israel would hear about it and be able to testify that the kingdom of heaven has arrived.
让这些众人知道说，耶稣来不仅是医治人身体上的疾病，更重要的是把神的国度、神的拯救带到了以色列人当中。
So not only did Jesus come to heal people's body, but more importantly, he is bringing about the kingdom of heaven and bringing about salvation to all.
这是更大的一种的爱。
And that is a greater love.
不仅拯救医治人的身体，更重要的是拯救医治人的灵魂。
Not only to heal people's bodies, but to heal people's soul and spirit.
所以这样看下来啊，这个神迹的第三个重点，也是前两个重点的这个总结，就是整个这个神迹呢，是为了表达耶稣基督充满爱的生命。
And then the third.Point of this healing is a summary of the previous two points is to exemplify Jesus' life that is full of love.
耶稣从满足人身体的需要开始入手做工。
Jesus started by meeting the needs of people's bodies.
满足人身体的需要是他爱的一种的表达。
One way to express his love was to meet our needs physically.
但借着这件事情把人引到更深层次的这个需要，就是啊，以耶稣基督为天国君王，以神为神的这个需要。
And then to lead people to a deeper level and to realize that Jesus is the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
所以从这个动作哈，耶稣伸手摸他这件事情，大家可以体会得到，感受得到，耶稣那个爱是一个何等一个实实在在的一种的爱的表达的方式。
Through this action of Jesus touching him and cleaning him, that we can know that Jesus' love is this concrete love.
今天我们出门都要戴口罩的。
Today when we go out, we have to wear a mask.
跟那些人要保持这个社交距离的。
We need to keep social distance.
当时的大麻风病人，人见到他们都要远远的离开的。
The lepers at that time have to be far, far away from other people.
但是耶稣基督却在医治他之前，说话之前，先伸手去触摸他那个肮脏污秽的身体。
But before healing this person, Jesus was willing to reach out and touch him.
他本可以远远的站着，讲一句话说你洁净了吧。
He could stand far, far away and say, be clean.
但是他没有，他现在医治他解信他之前先去触摸他的身体。
But he didn't do that. Instead, before his healing him and cleaning him, he touched him.
应该是很久很久很长的时间里面，这个大麻风病人都没有人敢去摸他，敢去碰他。
For a long, long time, this leper had no one touching him.
但耶稣基督不嫌弃他。
But yet, Jesus didn't, reject him.
愿意照着他的本相去接纳他。
And willing to accept him according to his true self.
被医治的这个大麻风病人可以实实在在的感受得到，体会得到耶稣那一个真切的爱。
So this leper can really understand the true love of Jesus.
这是我们所相信的主耶稣基督。
This is the Jesus we believe.
他不仅愿意伸手去触摸不洁净的大麻风的病人。
Not only is he willing to touch an unclean leper,
而且他愿意把你我全世界人的污秽、罪恶都放在他自己的身上。
And he is willing to put the sin of the entire world on his shoulders.
愿意一步一步地走上哥哥他被钉在十字架上。
And he was willing to go step by step to Calvary and be nailed on the cross.
愿意心甘情愿地来承担因为你我因为世界上众人所犯的罪所带来那个死的刑罚。
He was willing to bear the punishment of sin because of your sin and my sin.
这是基督的爱，在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就肯就愿意为我们死，神的爱就在这里向我们显明。
And that is the love of Jesus, that he was willing to die for us, the sinners, for all of us.
从前有一个去大陆的一个西方的宣教士叫郭怀德牧师。
There was this Western missionary who went to China before.
他主要是在中国的山东那个地方去传福音。
He mainly preached in the area of 山东。
他就是走各个地方，尤其是去那些偏远的农村去传福音。
He went about all the different places, especially the remote villages.
那他去到一个村庄里面呢，他就跟他们吃在一起，住在一起，一起去做工。
Whenever he gets to a village, he would live with them, work with them, and sleep with them.
那借着这个机会呢，就向他们去传福音。
And then through all those occasions, he would be preaching the gospel to them.
那个时候的农村呢，中国农村是很贫穷、很艰苦的条件。
At that time, the villages in China are very poor, as a great challenge.
一个大炕，可能全家人都住在一起。
And then maybe the little home, the whole family would be staying there.
那个被子啊都很脏的。
The blankets and would be very dirty.
而且这个因为卫生条件不好呢，这个有这些臭虫啊，这些的跳蚤啊，这些的这个寄生虫。
Because of poor hygiene, there will be all kinds of insects and parasites.
那这个郭牧师呢都不嫌弃这些事情，他就晚上就跟他们睡在一张床一条炕上，然后呢跟他们同吃同住。
And but this Pastor Paul would not make an exception, and he would just live with them and sleep with them and work with them in the same places.
山东省啊，这个福音工作最后被打开这个福音的大门，跟这个郭牧师的工作有非常重要的联系。
That finally that the door of the gospel was opened in Shandong was really crucial because of the work of this pastor Paul.
他每次传完福音回家的时候，这个师母他太太都不敢让他进门。
Every time after he went back home, his wife would not let him go inside the house.
让他把衣服都搞清洁，然后那些的跳蚤什么都除净以后，才能让他进家。
He has to take off and clean his clothes and remove all the insects.
常常他传福音的时候，那些当地人也对他很不好，有的那些孩子追他骂他吐他唾沫，那他也不在意。
And sometimes he also was treated poorly by the people there. There would be kids who would follow him, throwing mud at him or spitting at him.
后来这个1900年庚子之乱的时候，义和团兴起要杀那些宣教士，要杀那些基督徒。
And then when the Boxer Rebellion happened in 1900s, and then all the people were rising up to kill the missionaries and Christians.
但是就是这些要杀宣教士的义和团呢，他们当时就喊一句话。
But that at the time, those people who were trying to kill Christians, they would say one thing.
他们说杀进宣教士，不杀郭牧师。
We'll kill all the missionaries, but we won't kill Pastor Paul.
耶稣基督那种的深切的那种的爱。上帝的大爱，借着这位郭牧师这个宣教师，实实在在的触摸到人的心灵。
The love of Jesus was completely exemplified and lived out by Pastor Guo.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们很需要效法基督的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, we need to follow the examples of Jesus.
让基督的爱借着我们，能够用一种很具体的方式触摸到我们周围的人的心灵。
So that the love of Jesus will be concretely, through us, touch the people around us.
耶稣是道成肉身来到人群当中，去触摸人，去医治人，去帮助人。
Jesus will become flesh to become in people's midst, to heal people, to touch people, to love people.
也让我们一起来活出这种基督的生命。
Let us live out the life of love of Jesus.
还记得开始信息开始的时候，我跟大家分享的那个牧师的儿子传福音的事情吗？
at the beginning of the sermon, I was talking to you about this example of the pastor's son sending out pamphlets.
那故事的结尾是这样的。
The ending of the story is like this.
在他小儿子冒着大雨去敲门传福音的接下来这个主日。
After the son went out to give out pamphlets on that day of pouring rain and the following Sunday,
他父亲讲完道之后就问会众说今天有没有人起来做见证呢
After preaching the sermon, the pastor asked, anybody want to stand up and give testimony?
这时候那个中年妇女呢就站起来
At that time, that middle-aged woman stood up.
这个妇人讲说我今天是第一次来你们教会。
And she says, I'm the first timer here.
她说我今天要讲一个天使向我传福音的见证。
But today I want to give you this testimony of an angel bringing the gospel to me.
她说几个月之前呢我先生刚刚过世。
A few months ago, my husband passed away.
我非常的伤痛。
I was very sad.
那因为我们也没有孩子所以我觉得非常的孤单没有人来安慰我。
Because we don't have children, I felt very lonely and sad, and nobody came to comfort me.
甚至我觉得上帝都离弃我，都不管我。
I even felt that God had left me and don't care about me.
上个星期天，我的心情非常低沉。
Last Sunday, I was, feeling very sad.
大雨下得很大啊，街上一个人也看不见。
It was pouring rain. I couldn't see anyone on the streets.
这个时候呢我越觉得生命没有什么意义我就想在那一天那个下午结束我的生命。
So I felt that life was meaningless and that afternoon I was about to commit suicide.
我都预备好了就在这个时候呢有人摁响了门铃。
I was all prepared, but at that time somebody rang the doorbell.
那我就停下来我心里默默地想说啊再过一分钟这个人就会离开我不管他我继续要完成我的计划。
And I felt, well, for a minute, then this person will leave, and then I would be able to continue my plan.
在等了一分钟之后，他要继续来结束他的生命的时候，门铃又响。
But then after a minute, when she was about to resume, doorbell rang again.
我就放下我手上的东西，我就打开我的家门。
So I put down the things in my hand, and I opened the door.
那在我的面前我看到像一个天使一样的一个年轻人。
And I saw this young man who looked like an angel.
他脸上充满了那种的荣耀的光芒。
His face was full of this light of glory.
他只跟我讲了一句话他说耶稣真的很爱你。
He only said to me one sentence, Jesus really, really loves you.
在那一刻我的心灵非常的感动。
At that moment, my heart was touched.
后来这个年轻人走之前留给我一张福音的单张。
Before he left, he gave me this pamphlet.
那我回到房间我就去仔仔细细的读这个福音的单张。
When I returned to my room, I read it very carefully.
读到耶稣为我的罪钉十字架。
I read about Jesus nailed on the cross because of my sin.
读到耶稣基督死里复活赐给我们永生。
I read about Jesus resurrected from the dead and gave us eternal life.
让我重新燃起生活下去的勇气。
And gave me the courage to live again.
所以我就照着那个单张后面这个地址今天找到你们的教会。
So following the address on the pamphlet, I found your church today.
我要特别的谢谢这个传福音给我的小天使。
And I want to especially thank this little angel who preached the gospel to me.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的身边有许许多多有需要的人。
Brothers and sisters, there are many around us who are in need.
许多人表面上看起来很好，没有什么问题。
A lot of people, they look good on the outside.
但很多人在那种挣扎的痛苦当中不知道生活的意义，找不到生活的方向。
But many people struggle and didn't know the meaning, of life.
耶稣基督曾经来到地上行走了33年的时间。
Jesus walked on earth for 33 years.
后来他复活升天，如今坐在父神的宝座的右边。
But now he has ascended to heaven and sitting on the right hand side of our Heavenly Father.
但如今他把他的身体留在地上。
If he left his body on earth,
就是你我，就是今天在地上的教会。
And that is you and me, the church on earth.
我们是他的手，需要去触摸那些有需要的人。
We are his hands to need to touch those people who are in need.
我们的口就是基督的口，要发表天国的君王已经降临的那个大好的消息。
We are his mouth, and we need to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven has arrived.
那最近这个同工在筹划哈啊，九月初我们大概会办一次网上的见证布道会。
The co-workers have been planning recently that in September we will have an evangelistic meeting online.
虽然我们人现在处在一种隔离的状态。
Even though physically we are in this condition of separated from one another.
但不要让我们的福音的信息被隔离。
But let not the gospel be separated.
让我们唱一首福音的诗歌。
Let's sing a song of response.
那这首诗歌就是主，我愿像你。
God, I want to be like you.
但愿耶稣基督那个慈爱、怜悯、饶恕人的生命呢，也在我们的里面表现出来。
So that the life of Christ, which is mercy and forgiveness and love, will be exemplified in our lives.
好，我们唱这首诗歌，主，我愿像你。
I want to be like you.